Social distancing and quarantine measures across Massachusetts are helping to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus, but these same measures create new challenges for people living in violent households. WBUR's Shannon Dooling reports now on how domestic violence support groups are trying to adapt.
Driving to work, dropping a child off at daycare, or going to church. Traditionally, these are the times when someone being abused may be able to make a phone call or ask for help. But most of these opportunities for social interaction have disappeared with the pandemic, making an already isolated population feel even more alone.
Survivors are trapped with their abusers at this point, and with social isolation, they don't have a lot of means for escape or for support.
That's Stephanie Brown. She heads up Casa Mirna, a group supporting domestic violence survivors throughout Greater Boston. She says with the added stress of quarantines and financial strains, abusive households are experiencing more volatility.
The emotional and financial abuse of survivors is going to increase and heighten, and we also expect to see physical violence increase.
The general anxiety around the pandemic, spending more time cooped up in the house, or the loss of a job, Brown says, is enough to trigger an abuser. Casa Mirna runs the statewide domestic violence hotline, SafeLink. Brown says calls to the hotline are down about 15%, but she doesn't believe domestic violence has decreased. Instead, she believes that's a reflection of survivors not being able to find a safe space to make the call. SafeLink is expanding staff and their capacity to triage phone calls. With traditional points of contact mostly obsolete, community advocates are adapting, figuring out how to connect with survivors in their homes. Cynthia Brazier is a Casa Mirna advocate in Dorchester.
You know, are you able to at least go out on a porch or a balcony or go for a walk and then talk to me at that point? We want to still be there for them, providing the support, but we also want to make sure that we're not increasing, you know, the risk of danger for them as well.
On a recent afternoon, we spoke with a woman who was fleeing her abusive husband and looking for emergency shelter for herself and her two children. We agreed not to use her name because she's afraid for her family's safety. She was able to make it to the offices of the Association of Haitian Women in Boston, where the group helped find space in a shelter. And she had advice for those isolated at home with their abusers. If they have a chance to speak with someone or call the police, she said, share what's happening so you're able to escape the situation before you die. Boston saw a 22% increase in simple assault and battery reports of domestic violence last month. Boston Police Department stats show there were 203 reports compared to 166 in March of 2019. Brown says Casa Mirna is working closely with the BPD to identify survivors who need support.
It's really important that everybody's paying attention because domestic violence can be deadly. And we really are afraid that we're going to see an increase in homicides related to domestic violence.
Brown says if you're concerned about neighbors or family who might be living in dangerous situations, reach out to them. Let them know they're not alone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.